I see no other speakers, so thank you so much for your general remarks on the document, which I felt is very much encouraging, and I sit with a sense of support for the way we are taking the document and look forward to working with you in the weeks to come. As I said, on the language, we have done our utmost to make it as clear and easy to read as possible, and we count on your continued support to further efforts in that regard, and also to make this as streamlined a document as possible and as easily accessible as possible. Just a couple of very short comments on indicators. Again, we heard the calls there for further clarity on the indicators and also on where they are presented, and we will look at that in the time to come. I would also like to stress on the question of reporting, if you'd like, on these indicators, that we have envisaged that the annual Article 7 reports will be the main source of information to access the indicators. We may also consider an explanatory note on the indicators that could help clarify things further. We may also consider adding the assessment of indicator performance to the committee mandates, and we can get back to that when we discuss the machinery a little bit later this afternoon. We have a separate section on that, as you will recall. Thank you. We will then proceed. I will not have long introductions on the next items, and please also encourage you very much to stick to the issue at hand. I will then start with opening for comments and questions you might have on the issue of universalization. The floor is open for that, please, for that specific section. We'll start with Colombia. Thank you.